With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Business correspondent Shelley Adler reports major retailers are offering great prices for inflation-wary shoppers.
As the weather heats up, major retailers are stepping up discounts, hoping to entice shoppers into opening their wallets. Target, Walmart, and other chains have rolled out price cuts, some permanent, others temporary, with the goal of giving their customers some relief. The reductions, which mostly involve groceries, are getting introduced as inflation showed its first sign of easing this year. But it's not enough for consumers who are struggling to pay for basic necessities as well as rent and car insurance. I'm Shelley Adler.
Nearly two dozen people have died from Memorial Day weekend storms that devastated several states. More on that from Mike Hempen.
A series of powerful storms swept over the central and southern U.S. this weekend, killing at least 21 people and leaving a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says there have been eight deaths in her state.
The moments that we think are going to be the things that break us are usually the things that ultimately show our strength.
In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear says at least four people have died in four different counties.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Bill Walton, who starred for John Wooden's famous UCLA Bruins before becoming a Hall of Fame center for his NBA career and one of the biggest stars of basketball broadcasting, has died. It was back in 1993 he gave an interview in which he said it was such an honor to get into the Hall of Fame.
Getting into the Hall of Fame is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. It's an incredible accomplishment. I feel fabulous about the whole thing. This is the most exciting, wonderful time of my life.
The league announced that Walton died today after a prolonged battle with cancer. This is SRN News. A case that could repeal gay marriage aims for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Kim Davis was a county clerk in Kentucky who refused to issue a marriage license to two men and spent some time in jail for her decision. She's been in court ever since and is now seeking a hearing from the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in hopes of eventually reaching the Supreme Court. Her attorney, Matt Staver, says, quote, Kim was entitled to a religious accommodation. This case could overturn the gay marriage ruling altogether. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district, a nurse, and civil rights organizations have launched a suit to block a new Washington state parental rights law. The Democratic-led legislature overwhelmingly approved the measure in an effort to keep it off the fall ballot, while calculating that the courts will likely block it eventually. The initiative is designed to keep schools from helping children live as the opposite sex without their parents' consent. This is SRN News. Mike Tyson said to be doing great following a reported health scare. The former heavyweight champion had on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles. More details from Lisa Dwyer.
Mike Tyson is recovering after falling ill during a weekend flight from Miami to Los Angeles. His representatives say that the 58-year-old boxing legend became nauseous and dizzy due to an ulcer flare-up about 30 minutes before landing on Sunday. Tyson is preparing to fight the 27-year-old social media star turned boxer Jake Paul this summer at the 80,000-seat home of the Dallas Cowboys. Tyson was the undisputed world heavyweight champion from 1987 to 1990. He retired in 2005, but most recently fought in an exhibition in November 2020 against Roy Jones in California. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.